That's just beautiful. And I think that music comes from the film we're featuring in the next segment of Jazz on Film. It's from 1962, All Night Long. Our reviewer is Matthew Goldwasser.
Good morning, fellas. Yeah, this is an interesting and rather obscure little film by the British director Basil Dearden, who had some success earlier on with a couple of films that covered some pretty powerful sociological themes of homosexuality and race and class relations. This particular film is really a jazz film. It's all the whole setting is around a jazz party to celebrate the anniversary of American band leader Rex and his wife, his British wife Delia. Very quickly on, you see, it's a jazz version of Othello.
Okay, the story will come together like that.
So we have the brooding Moor as the band leader and his drummer, played by Patrick McGowan from The Prisoner and Secret Agent Man, as the scheming Iago who wants to break away from Rex, start his own band, and steal Rex's wife as the front woman for his band and the star power. So the film, set in a posh warehouse in East London, shows you Johnny Cousins, that's McGowan's name in the film, scheming and lying and conniving and playing one person off another. All the while, you have these fantastic musicians playing a jazz party, including Charles Mingus, Dave Brubeck, and some of the best of British jazz musicians.
All right, Matthew Goldwasser reviewing All Night Long, 1962.
The premise sounds interesting. Ambition, driving this drummer to get the deal or whatever. But music holds up as a central part of the film.
Yeah, you know, oftentimes jazz films or films that try to feature jazz as the backdrop kind of give you little snippets of it. This one actually gives you a great big long drink of it. And the musicians are playing themselves. And you get long examples of the sounds and the types of music that they play at this party. So it cuts in and out of the dialogue, and the music swings the whole way through.
A clip from the trailer and the film All Night Long.
Good evening. Tonight I'm giving a party, and I'd like you to come along. You'll meet some fascinating people and hear some great music.
Well, now, here comes the talent.
Hiya, Tommy. Hi, Alan. Nice to see you, Ray. You boys know Charles Mingus.
Hey, Chad. I see you got here first.
Yeah, baby, and I'll be the last one to leave.
Hey, Cat, is this the place?
Yeah, this is the Honorable Rodney Hamilton's pad number 4, known as the warehouse. Suivez moi.
Wow, this is Spook City.
I don't like it. It's weird.
I thought you said this guy was rich.
Rich? He's loaded. A townhouse across the river, a shooting box up north, a villa down south. You name it, he's got it.
But why here? What is this?
Haven't you heard, honey? Jazz is noisy. You can't have an all-night session in Mayfair.
Oh, I get it. Amateur night.
Oh, Rod's okay. A real jazz buff. Whenever the big boys are in town, he lays on a party.
Really is a fabulous party at Rodney's warehouse apartment, one of several. It's catered, and the players are the top in the field.
Yeah, the liquor flows, the cigarettes are going, and
I can smell the smoke already.
That Rodney is played by David Attenborough, fresh from his role in The Great Escape.
Richard Attenborough.
Yeah. I mean, Richard Attenborough.
Who became a noted director later in years, too.
Right. Among the musicians, in addition to Charles Mingus and Dave Brubeck, is John Dankworth.
Mr. Cleo Lane.
Right. Both of them. Well, knighted by the Queen at one point.
Sir.
That's right. Sir Richard.
Sir
John, excuse me.
Sir John Dankworth. Wow. The film is All Night Long, 1962. Tell us about this director, Basil Dearden, whom I've not heard of.
Yeah, I wasn't aware of him either. He had most of his success in theater, and the film is actually sort of has the look of a stage play, because it's really shot inside this warehouse and the different scenes kind of play like different parts of the stage. But he has a series of London films that look at social issues. Interestingly, in this one, you know, the openly smoking marijuana and interracial couples are treated in a very matter-of-fact way, and this is 1962.
Yeah.
Which is pretty astonishing.
But even over there, though.
Yeah.
In London?
Yeah. Well, you've turned us on to a new film from 1962. How about that? A couple of folks around here had not heard of All Night Long.
So my only question at this point, Matthew, would be, is this accessible? Accessible? Can you find it anywhere? Where, you know, this film?
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, our regional great video rental station up in Boulder, Video Station, has copies of that. And actually, you can find it online for free.
Yeah.
Good.
And I believe Netflix has it. The soundtrack is a little harder to find, but we have that here in the studio today.
That's good.
Well, please take us out with a track from All Night Long.
Track 5. It's a ragey waltz, and that features Dave Brubeck on piano along with British players Johnny Scott on flute, Bert Courtley on trumpet, Kenny Napper on bass, and Alan Ganley on the drums.